give you a warm welcome to this midweek meeting. May the Lord bless you here and those of you who are listening online. May the Lord speak to us through his word, and may we be helped later to come to him in prayer. The psalmist said, "My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord." Let us come now to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and ever blessed God, right at the commencement of this hour, we would set our affections on things above, and we pray tonight that our meditation of thee would be sweet, and we would know the blessing of thinking on thee, the blessing of hearing thy word. Oh, may these things be precious to us tonight. Draw near, we pray, how we need thee. Oh Lord, we have been blessed through thy mercy. But Lord, we know the burdens of life of another day. At the end of this day, may we know a little more of thy blessing and thy nearness, thy strength and help. We do not deserve such things, but Lord, we long to know more for the benefit of our own soul. O Lord, cleanse us from our latest sins, even at this day, O Lord, of thought, word and deed. Cleanse us afresh. We come to thee through the name of our Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for our Saviour. Where would we be without him? No hope we would have, no comfort in life. Oh, we thank thee for our Saviour. Oh, to grow in grace and in the knowledge of him. Oh, to become more like him. That's our desire. Draw us nearer, blessed Lord. Hear us for Christ's sake. Amen.
Amen.
We turn to our first praise, the 143rd Psalm. We're going to sing the second version, verses 6 to 10. Though I do stretch my hands to thee, my help alone, for thou well understands all my complaint and moan. Psalm 143, the second version, verses 6 through to verse 10.
Though I do stretch my hands to thee, I help alone, for thou well understands all my complaint and moan. My
Where
Verses 1 to 3, and then from verse 13. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? He is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. And then verse 13. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God, and what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and the book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and that fought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Amen. May the Lord add the blessing to the reading of his precious word. Verse 16. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and the book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and that fought upon his name. They that feared the Lord, those who have this awe in their heart of him, this deep respect, this holy affection of the Lord. And it's a blessing, isn't it? The Lord has put this fear within our hearts, that we do have a respect for him. So many in this world do not have a respect for the Lord. No concern. And on they go with no fault to the Lord. But the Lord has put this fear in our hearts. And we're found looking up. We're found setting our affections on things above. That's a great blessing, isn't it? We're found at the feet of Jesus spiritually. We're found having a respect for his authority and for his word. And we're found, are we not like Noah, exercising faith and being moved with fear, serving him. What a blessing to have this godly fear. Then they that feared the Lord. And as we saw, there is the exercise of this fear. Not always do we look up, do we? But there are times when we look up to our Heavenly Father, our triune God. We have this awe of him. We consider him. We respect him. We say, as we have sung in the psalm, cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, because we have this awe of him. And having being taught the way, in fear, we go the way. There is the exercise of the fear of the Lord. What a blessing. When we think of love, what a blessing to exercise love towards the Lord and towards the brethren. When we think of faith, what a blessing it is to focus on our beloved Saviour, who is altogether lovely. What a blessing it is to have this godly fear, to be in respect of God. Now what do we read here in verse 16? Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. And so firstly tonight, I'd like us to consider godly conversation. Godly conversation. And then we'll move on to consider secondly tonight, holy meditation. Holy meditation. Well, first of all, godly conversation. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. The God-fearer, the Lord's people, should be known for speaking often of the Lord and his word. That's what we see here, isn't it? Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. There was this godly conversation. Now sadly one believer may backslide for a long time and may begin to leave off talking about the Lord. And they're taken up with other things. But we who love the Lord, when we're so seeking to live for the Lord, and we're walking in his ways, do we not find ourselves desiring at least to speak of holy things? Godly conversation. So many in this world do not talk about God. Many talk about evil. Many sadly blaspheme. It hurts, doesn't it, when we're with people, maybe in the workplace or the shop, and we hear someone blaspheme. It hurts us, doesn't it, when they use the name of our Saviour, the one who died for us, yet they use his name in such a blasphemous way. It's not easy when we hear children blaspheming. It wasn't such a common thing when I was younger. But nowadays, sadly, we can be going down the street and you can hear children blaspheming at the bus stop, on the bus, in other places. It's so sad, isn't it? It's hard for the young people who love the Lord when they hear such things. There's rude language, isn't there? Such ungodly language. However, in this world, there are those who talk of the Lord. There are those who talk of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a blessing that we are those who talk of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll consider this in a moment. He's altogether lovely. What a blessing to talk of him. Our precious Saviour who went all the way to the cross of Calvary. By having this fear, this awe, are we not excited up to speak of the Lord? Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. Oh, what we have to talk about. Do you talk a lot? Maybe you're considering somebody who talks a lot. In our home, it's my wife, because she has to repeat herself, because I can't hear. She does more of the talking than what I do. What a blessing to talk. To talk of pleasant things. Most of all, to talk of the Lord. To talk of the Lord. You consider this awe in the heart. We're led to consider the holiness of God, aren't we? This respect we have. We respect him because he's so holy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. So holy, so pure, so sacred. Oh, how holy he is. And when we think of his holiness, are we not led to consider his favour, mercy and love? Who are we to come to such a God as this? We're led to consider his grace, his favour and his mercy and his love. What a blessing to talk together of these things. To talk of the holiness of God in an unholy world. To talk of the favour of God, his grace, his electing grace, his saving grace, his supporting grace. How the Lord supported me. How the Lord directed me in his grace. Strengthening grace, what a subject. Remember those words of the Lord in response to the request of Paul when he desired that the Lord would take away the thorn in the flesh? What was the answer? My grace is sufficient for thee. And have we not spoken of that often? And what a theme that is. And it can be a help to others, can it not? When we speak of God's sufficient grace, someone else who may be struggling, here's another believer, and they're strengthened. Well, that believer was in such a trial, and they speak of the Lord's sufficient grace in supporting and delivering. Well, there's help for me. Oh, what we have to talk of. His love, his great love. We think of the dimensions of the love of the Lord in Ephesians 3. Oh, how much we have to talk about. Consider his word as a whole. We have this book to meditate upon, to read, and to talk of. And they that feared the Lord speak often, one to another. As Paul says, we consider this, is it not true that the believer will be brought back to Calvary again and again, and believers will talk of Calvary? Because it's through what the Lord has done. What a blessing to speak of Calvary. What a blessing to speak of Christ and his love. And what a blessing to speak that he came into this world on a mission of mercy. There's much mystery, isn't there? But what a blessing to speak that he came into this world to save sinners such as us. To speak of his life here upon earth. To consider how he grew up in Nazareth. How he worked hard with his hands. And in his public ministry, he went around doing good, as we read of in Acts. Well, we can speak of these things, and what a blessing. The miracles, the parables, the events on the Lake of Galilee. Well, we speak of these things, and we've been helped in doing so. We speak of his life, but then his death. And have we not thought often of his death? And then we've gone on to speak of it to one another. Couples in the home, families, others speaking of what the Lord has done. What a blessing, he went all the way to the cross. And we know him, and we can speak of him. We can speak of his love, which is greater than anyone else's love. And then his resurrection, that's a good and wonderful thing to speak of. There are those in this world who laugh at us, but our faith is not in vain, because Christ rose victoriously from the grave. Oh, to speak of it. His resurrection on the Lord's Day, the first day of the week, the day on which our Saviour rose again, rose victoriously over death and the grave. And that gives us hope, and we can speak together of this. Because of him, we can look to the future and know that one day there will be a glorious resurrection. Oh, we can speak of the life of Christ, his ascension up into heaven. That's an encouraging theme to speak of, isn't it? Because we will follow him to heaven. And then we think of him in heaven. And he's making intercession for us, and he appears there for us. Oh, that's a subject. How often I have mentioned the sympathy of Christ. He's touched, isn't he? He makes intercession for us. What a subject to encourage one another with. Well, we can think of the life of Christ. Consider the Lord's goodness and mercy. How many of the Lord's people have read Psalm 23 and spoken of the Lord's goodness and mercy? And then how the Lord has helped us. What a subject that is to talk of amongst ourselves. We can raise our Ebenezer so often, can't we? How he's comforted us in affliction. The word has come and he has spoken and we have been helped, comfort in affliction. How we need it. We so need it, don't we? And sometimes we're at our wit's end, Psalm 107. But the Lord is so kind and so gracious, and he comes alongside with his comforting hand, and he comforts us. In the Song of Solomon, Chapter 2, verse 16, there are the hands of Christ, one hand to support and the other to embrace. And we know comfort, don't we? As well as support there. Oh, what a blessing to know the comfort of the Lord. Well, we can speak of it. How he comforted me. Now turn with me to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, you remember those words? The God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. The God of all comfort, read on comfort, and we can speak of comfort. And what a blessing to speak of the comfort of the Lord. Verse 4, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. We've known comfort and we're able to speak. And we can have that ministry of speaking comfort. Well, the Lord helped me. How much we need comfort as one another here. Well, we can speak of it. Comfort in affliction, what a subject. Peace. We'll consider this Lord's Day evening. Those words of Christ, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. What a subject that is. And what a blessing to speak of peace. Peace from the Prince of Peace. Remember those titles of Christ? His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Many will think of Christ at this time of the year. He came into the world. What a blessing to know Christ and to speak of Christ and think of him as the Prince of Peace. There's no other peace like it, is there? The peace that comes from Christ. We can be disturbed in our minds. We can be cast down. But then the Prince of Peace comes and he speaks a word of peace in our ear and it lifts us, a little reviving. Peace, what a subject. Peace from the Prince of Peace. What a blessing. He has admitted us as the Prince. What a blessing to be found at his feet, looking up and receiving more peace from his hand and through his lips. What a subject. What a subject to speak of. Oh, there's so much to disturb us in this world. What a blessing to speak of peace together as brethren. And then we can speak of the Lord's dealings. The Lord's dealings with us as a shepherd. How he comes alongside. We went astray. Psalm 119, verse 176. But he sought us. And he dealt with us. He drew us back nearer. That's a blessing to speak of, isn't it? And it's good to speak of it. To encourage others. The Lord dealt with me. He drew me near. He closed the distance. Oh, there's so much we can speak of when we consider the Lord and these sins. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. They spake. And notice those words, often, one to another. Those of you who are married, speak often one to another. Yes, we've got other things to talk about. But do pause and speak often of the Lord. What the Lord is saying to us. What the Lord wants me to do for you and vice versa. And all of us seek to speak often to each other. And they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. Now is it not a foretaste of heaven? Let's just go forward to heaven and then the heavenly state when heaven and earth will be one. As we see in Revelation 21. We'll be speaking together of the Lord. We'll be listening to the Lord in his immediate presence. All the time. We'll be thinking of him, delighting in him. Sin will not disturb our conversation, nor affliction. You know how it is in affliction at times we can be so weighed down, so burdened. And it's hard to concentrate, isn't it? It's hard to look up. But in heaven, it won't be hard. There'll be no barrier. Oh, we'd be so helped, and we'd so speak of the Lord, and we'd so be delighting in him. We'd be so praising him together, worthy is the Lamb that is slain. Oh, think of heaven. Oh, to make it more like heaven here upon earth. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. Well, we're thinking here of speaking together. And we're going to sing in a moment those words in Psalm 106, verse 16. Come and hear, O ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. O ye that fear God. It's to be a characteristic. May just be one or two words. For some it's not easy to speak. Maybe just one or two words. Come and hear, O ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. Well, having considered this speaking together, just for a moment consider speaking to those outside. And we have the example of the shepherds, do we not, in Luke 2, verse 15. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. They came and they saw. They were so taken with Christ. Remember a little earlier, they'd been so fearful as the glory of the Lord shone all round about them. They were so afraid what was going to happen to them. But there before the Lord, oh, they knew peace, peace in the gospel. And their hearts were so moved that before they returned to the flock, they went abroad telling people what they had seen, telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ. See how their lives were changed. They were so fearful, but then they were rejoicing and they were speaking of Jesus. What the Lord had done in their hearts, what grace. Think of the lady who brought her water pot to the well. The Lord drew near and spoke with her. And the Lord touched her heart. She left her water pot. She forgot what she was doing. She had urgent business to go to the city. The men of the city, come see a man which told me all things whatsoever I did. She was going about her duty, collecting water. And she met Jesus, and her life was changed. And we can look back. There was a time when we didn't really think about the Lord. For some of us, we were brought up in church. But I remember I didn't really think about the Lord until a certain occasion. And my life was changed. And now we're speaking of the Lord amongst ourselves. And if the Lord gives opportunity, we go and speak to others outside. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another amongst themselves, where opportunity arises with those outside. It's not easy at times, is it? But when there's an opportunity and you're able just to speak of your beloved friend, your precious Saviour. Come and hear, O ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. This godly conversation. Spurgeon commenting on Psalm 66, verse 16, I will count and recount the mercies of God to me. To keep going over the mercies of the Lord and to tell people of the Lord's mercies. What a blessing it is to speak of the Lord. What a blessing it is to speak, to talk of Jesus. Come with me to Psalm 45, verse 1. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the King. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. One that writes quickly. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. The psalmist thinks of the Lord. And he's ready to speak of the Lord. Are you known for talking? It was said of the Lewises, the older generation, You don't know the older generation of Lewis's, some of you. They were known for talking, particularly the older siblings. Are you known for talking? Are you known for talking of Jesus? Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. Now sadly, sometimes a professing believer lets the name of Christ down. I remember when I was a boy at an after church fellowship in Marchwood, where a couple lived who belonged to the church at Totten. And there was a time of talking together. And I remember this gentleman in the church, I saw him last Saturday evening. I used to call him Uncle something, because that's how we addressed certain ones at the church when we were children. But this particular gentleman said this. I was at work the other day, and to my shame, a colleague came up to me and said, I didn't think Christians would say that. Well, he was humbled by that ungodly person, but he humbly spake of it to help us to try and think of what we're saying before the world. Sadly, sometimes a professing believer lets the name of Christ down, and people can be shocked. However, let's seek to show to the world a better way of living, and a better way of speaking. Now, dear young people, you can speak volumes by not saying a word. You can speak volumes by not saying a word. I remember in my first employment, there was a particular lady. She was a manager. And after a while, she said, there's something different about you. I never told her of Jesus. But the other staff were swearing and blaspheming. And she recognised there was something different. I was saying to Sharon the other day, we can speak volumes by the way we do things. Remember those words of our Lord in the Sermon on the Mount? By our good works, they will glorify the Father. We can speak volumes without saying one word, because we're living epistles, aren't we? Oh, to seek to so live in such a way that we say volumes to the world. And then if the Lord gives us the opportunity, we speak a word for him from our lips. We belong to the heavenly country, don't we? So we should be known for speaking in a certain way. As you know, my youngest daughter is in Welsh, and she sent me a little message. It was in Welsh. I didn't understand it, and I said to her, you're beginning to learn Welsh then. You'll soon sound Welsh. You can tell where people come from. Do people tell we come from another place, the heavenly country, as it were, but we belong to that place? Thomas Watson, the Puritan, says, can you belong to heaven and not speak of your country? Can you belong to heaven and not speak of your country? You hear some people, they speak a lot of where they come from or where they're going to, the country they belong to. Can you belong to heaven and not speak of your country? Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and the book of remembrance was written before him. Speaking together. Holy conversation. Seek the opportunity to speak together of the Lord. After the service, there's opportunity if we can. In times of fellowship, when we're together. Yes, it's good to speak of other things. We ask each other how we are. We have our concerns for others, this care. But seek also to try to say something of the Lord, to encourage others, to build one another up. That's so important, isn't it? That they that feared the Lord speak often one to another. Well, as we draw to a close, let's consider secondly tonight, holy or heavenly meditation. Then they that feared the Lord speak often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and the book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that fought upon his name. Consider again, it's all in the heart. This respect of the Lord. And when we find ourselves having this respect of the Lord, are we not thinking about him? It is to be this awe cultivated within, this exercise of godly fear, are we not found thinking about him? And often the thought of God helps us to go on thinking about him. For them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. We think of the name of God, it speaks of him. Let's just think of some of the names. Thinking on the name of God. And with this I close. Think of his title or his name, Wonderful. And he is, isn't he? We're amazed at him at times, aren't we? He's wonderful and he does wondrously. And it's a blessing just to think on him. He is wonderful. He's altogether lovely and he does wondrously. And often we see that in affliction, don't we? We can be brought so low. We can be so challenged. And the Lord does wondrously and lifts us and helps us. His name is Wonderful, Counselor. That's such an encouragement, isn't it? He's the counselor. I think he is the captain, he is the counselor. With such skill, he guides us through the storms. He's the counselor. How he comes alongside and he speaks to us. No wonder he said in Matthew 11, learn of me, learn of me. Oh, listen to the counsel, Wonderful Counselor, the mighty God. What a saviour we have, who is man and who is the mighty God. No one else could save us but him. The mighty God, the everlasting Father. Oh, think of that. We're not thinking of the first person in the Trinity. We're thinking of the second person in the Trinity, the everlasting Father. What does that mean? We can consider how the Lord Jesus Christ in a fatherly way deals with us. We're not thinking of the Father there. We're thinking of the Son, but he in a fatherly way. How he cares for you. What a subject to think about. You just think how the Lord has cared for you today. How he cared for you when you were so low and cast down. How he cared for you when you were struggling on the bed of sickness. How he cared for you maybe when you were in some accident, some trial. When you were so struggling, how he cared for you. When you were in the storm and you began to sink like Peter, he stretched out his hand. Oh, think on Christ, his fatherly dealings with you. And then the Prince of Peace, oh, the name, the Prince of Peace, think on that. What peace he affords, what peace he gives. Oh, to think on Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Peace through his blood and that tranquility we can know in times of distress. How he is so expert at calming the soul, isn't he? Just a verse sometimes comes and it calms us. At times we're all stirred up. Let not your heart be troubled, said Jesus. The word troubled can be translated as agitated from the Greek. Troubled. Think of the water when it's troubled or agitated. And that's how it can be, is it not in your heart? Yet the Prince of Peace can speak. And there comes the calmness within. Think of the name of Jesus, Saviour. He shall save his people from their sins. Oh, the name of the Lord Jesus. Thinking on his name. What a Saviour we have. Emmanuel. God with us, or with us is God. He was here, here for us. And in a spiritual way, he is here. Oh, the thought of Emmanuel. We can feel alone at times, maybe in the workplace or some other place. We can feel our smallness at times as a congregation. The thought of his name, Emmanuel, can lift the heart. Well, on we could go, that thought upon his name, thinking of the Lord and his name. And what a blessing to think like this. To think of him. You remember Mary, she pondered all these things in her heart. The shepherds, they went forth speaking of the Lord. Mary sat there thinking of the Lord. And there's a time for speaking, and there's a time for thinking. Oh, spend time spiritually at the feet of Jesus, thinking about him. Your beloved friend, your good shepherd. Oh, think about him that thought upon him. It's good in times of worship to think about him. Not easy at times, we can be distracted, but all to think of him, to think on him as we sing and pray. Just to think on him. You know, sometimes we may struggle in prayer, but just the thought of the Lord. Sometimes we don't know what to pray. The other day I was thinking of a certain person on the train back to Cornwall, back from Cornwall rather, and this is what I said to the Lord: I'm praying for this person, but I don't know what to pray for. But even to pray something like that is good, just to think about the Lord. You may not know what to pray, but just to think about him. For them that feared the Lord and thought upon his name. May the Lord help us to speak. And may we know the blessing of meditating on him. Psalm 104, verse 34. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. And it's my prayer you will have sweet thoughts of Jesus that will lift your heart and cause you to rejoice. Philippians 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Oh, for sweet thoughts of Jesus that then opens your mouth in song. Amen. Let us pray. Oh, gracious God, we thank thee. Even now we can think of thee. And the very thought of thee does us good, Lord. Oh, we come to thee. Who is a God like unto thee? So holy, so pure, so kind, so gracious. None like thee. And how privileged we are to know thee and to think on thee in prayer. Oh, to spend more time thinking about thee, Lord Jesus. And may it be sweeter to us, and may it open our mouths in song. O Lord, we pray, help us, O Lord. May our lives be a living epistle. May we speak volumes one to another, even before we say a word. And in the world, O Lord, and help us to speak as well. Help us in these things, O Lord. How can we thank thee enough that thou hast put this fear in our hearts? So many do not fear thee, but thou hast put it within, and we are in awe of thee. Hear us, O Lord, for Christ's sake. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Let's turn to our second praise, Psalm 66. We're going to sing from verse 16 to 20. Oh, that fear God, come here, I'll tell what he did for my soul. I with my mouth unto him cried, my tongue did him extol. Psalm 66, verses 16 to 20.